So one time there was a little boy and he was looking down at his frog and seeing how wonderful he was. And he looked down in the glass and was just admiring him and how wonderful it was to have him there. And then it was time to go to bed. So the little boy hopped in bed and the dog curled up on his feet. Then the little frog screwed off the glass top and then popped out of the lid. The window was open a little. Next thing you know, in the morning, the little boy woke up and the glass was empty. They looked all over for him. The dog even looked in the glass. He got his head stuck, though. Then they looked out the window. Then he saw the little dog with his head stuck and went, ugh. He started calling for the lost frog. But eventually the little dog popped out the window too soon. Then the boy watched the dog eventually pop out the window and onto the ground. And then with a big crash, there was a bunch of glass on the ground. The glass had broken, but the dog was free. The boy picked the dog up. The dog started licking him. They went into the forest and started looking. The boy started to call for him, and then the dog saw a string of bees coming from a hive. The little boy looked down in a hole and saw a little strange short animal pop up from the ground. He was a really cute animal, but eventually the little boy had to notice how bad he smelled. So the little boy asked him for help. He said, "I can't help you and I don't want to." He popped back into the ground with a frown on his face. The little boy said, "Oh, you're no help," and walked by the hive. Eventually, the dog started howling at the beehive. The beehive had tons of bees coming out of it. The little boy said, "Oh no," and then it plopped on the ground. The little dog pounced against the tree with fright. And the bees started coming out in a string of them. Then the little animal came back up and then went back down. And then the little boy looked inside a hole of a strange hollow tree that was right in front of him. An owl popped out and made him get frightened, and then he plopped onto the ground. The little boy saw a string of bees cross among his face as he plopped onto the ground. Then he saw his dog taking the lead. Then the owl came out. He said, "What do you want?" He said, I just wanted some help, but I'm guessing you're no help, like that short little animal that came out." And so then he walked off without giving one sight to the owl. The owl was still there, but he wasn't seen. He didn't pay any attention to him. The dog walked up, acting sorry. And then the little boy was calling out from a very tall branch. And then he looked down. That wasn't a branch. It was the horns of an elk. And then the elk popped up. The little boy and the dog. The dog started barking at the elk, and then the elk plopped over to the edge of the short cliff. Then he plopped them down into the pond. The deer smiled at him and went, "Hmm." Then a giant splash happened. Then the boy popped up. The dog did not like water at all. In fact, he hated it. So he crawled up on top of the short boy's head. Then he he was listening. He told the dog to be quiet. He went, shh. And then the dog eventually popped into the water, because he was a dog after all. And water's not that scary for him. Anyway, the little boy and the dog popped over and looked over the little log. Next thing you know, he saw his frog. He smiled. But wait, there was another frog with him. The frog had long eyelashes and was very pretty. Both frogs were leaning against each other. It was mating season after all. And then he looked over and he saw a bunch of babies. He said, aren't they so cute? To the dog. Then the mom and dad frogs eventually said, would you like to have one? The boy took a little frog with his dog and walked home. And then, this is a circle story. There's one missing up there, and a little frog was looking down, but he didn't notice that there was a little extra frog that fell off the log. And someday soon, he's going to have that same thing happen to him. So, the end.
Great.